And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is our Christmas show. It's 3 days before Christmas. I hope you've got your Christmas shopping done. Although coming to the studio, driving through Costco parking lot, we could see plenty of people doing their last minute shopping over there. But just about everything you can find local. So if you're still looking for that special guest for somebody, and you don't quite know where to go, you can always give me a call at the chamber tomorrow. We're back open and everything is good to go. But we'll be helping you find that specific item or tell you where you might be able to find those things, because it is too late to ship and shop now. So I know Mason's going, I still have shopping to do. But yeah, it's been crazy around here, but we're happy we're back. This is a great show today. We got a little business. Some of our chamber members are going to be here and tell us maybe a little special Christmas secret of theirs. And then we also have the Prescott Valley Library joining us, talking about some of their new librarians and some activities coming up. And then please stick with us all the way to the end of the show, because we have the man himself, Santa Claus. He'll be here along with Sky Conwell. Sky Daddy will be here with some Christmas music. So again, it's our way to say thank you for being a part of our family all year long. It's Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A worldwide, because we're coming to you in California. My sister Sandra, Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to barrettpropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's Santa's plan!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Did you know that Findlay Buick GMC Prescott brings all the training and technology of a factory-backed facility to our hometown? Over the life of your car, you'll invest in maintenance, service, and repair to keep it running in top condition. And your hometown dealer has the trained technicians and tools to do it. Brakes, tires, alignments for safety and gas mileage, major engine and transmission warranty work, a full-service, customer-focused collision center to bring your baby back to showroom condition. Done quickly so you can get back to your day. We keep our waiting area clean and sanitized and offer pickup and delivery options too. Keeping your vehicle running well isn't complicated or difficult. Just stop in or click on our chat at FindleyBuickGMC.com and let us know what we can do for you. Findlay Buick GMC in Prescott and FindleyBuickGMC.com, your hometown factory-backed service department.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. Joining me now is my next guest, Michelle Horting, with the Prescott Valley Library. Are you there with us, Michelle?
Yes. Hi, Marnie.
Hi. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, your position over there at the library, and what exactly you do.
My name is Michelle Yorking. I am the Adult Services Lead Librarian here at the Prescott Valley Public Library, and I am in charge of ordering all the materials, hosting the program, running the classes, all that fun stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay. Busy lady.
Definitely.
Well, I have to give you kudos over there at the library. My son is an avid reader, and he's been following the series of books, and you have had them over there at the library, so he's been kind of going. And then there was a space with this the next sequel or whatever, and he ordered to get that middle book from you, and it was within a couple of days. So kind of let people know that maybe if you don't have it right there in stock, you guys can get it.
Yes, they can put in a purchase suggestion. It's on our website, pvlib.net, and there is a purchase suggestion form, and we would be happy to receive those.
Right, right. Well, now, school's out, but you guys are open, right?
We're definitely open. Our normal hours for right now are 9 to 6, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 on Fridays, and 9 to 3 on Saturdays.
Oh, it's wonderful that you're open on Saturdays. Now, you will be closed. Are you closing early or going to be closed on Christmas Eve this coming Thursday and then obviously on Christmas?
Yeah, so on Wednesday tomorrow, the 23rd, we're open normal hours, but we are closed on Thursday and Friday, reopening on Saturday.
Okay, so we're telling everybody if you've got those books you want to pick up or get some new books for some nice warm reading over the weekend, get over there tomorrow early.
Definitely.
Get it done. So let's talk about, you have some new staff members over there that we need to find out about.
They are in the room with me, and I will turn it over to Autumn Topping.
All right. Hello, Autumn.
Hi.
Good.
So I'm Autumn. I'm the new young adult librarian. I just moved back to Arizona. I was actually living in New York City, so after working for the New York Public Library, but I'm excited to be back in Arizona and get to know everyone in the Prescott Valley community. A little bit about me. I have an identical twin sister, so people might be a little bit confused if they see another me walking around.
Mm-hmm.
I love creative writing and watching all the latest period dramas.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And actually really excited about what we have coming up in the teen department here at Prescott Valley Library. So we have a new teen advisory board, actually. So we're looking for teen volunteers from ages 14 to 18. This is a wonderful opportunity for them to for teens to come in and plan events that they want and suggest library books that they would like to read, also while earning community service hours at the same time.
And it's also a great way for them
to, it's also a great way for them to earn a leadership experience as well.
Oh, absolutely. So, absolutely. Like serving on, eventually as an adult, boards and commissions and things like that. So this is starting out that early. But also having their voices heard.
Yes. They get to kind of put their own voices out there and plan things that they would really want. So it's a really great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So they just need to fill out a volunteer application. They can find it online or they can come talk to me at the Young Adult Department.
So, Autumn, how long have you been a librarian?
I have been a librarian for about 7 years since I graduated.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, you said you were originally from Arizona?
Yes, I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, and then graduated and then got the job in New York?
Yes.
What a change. That must have been quite a culture shock for you to go from Tucson, Arizona to New York City.
It was a huge difference, but it's a whole lot of fun too. But I'm excited to be back.
And what brought you back here?
Family.
Oh, okay. That's always a good one. That's always a good one. We look forward to having you on the show in person to talk about some of the events that you'll be planning as you come up. But again, you're looking for the teen advisory, 14 to 18, and they just have to fill out the application online?
Yep, they can go to the website, they can go to the teen page, and they can go straight to the volunteer application. Or they can just come and see me or give us a call and we can help them figure it out.
Uh-huh. So do you have any plans for anything coming up in the new year right off the bat?
We do. We actually have a live virtual murder mystery party for the teens that we're going to be doing on January 29th.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, so the registration is going to be available soon. We're going to have take-home murder mystery kits, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Mm-hmm. There's going to be masquerade masks in the bags, as well as vampire fangs, and I'm really excited.
Wow. We are so fortunate to have such an active department here in Prescott Valley for, you know, our teens. It's kind of one of those that, what do I do? Where do I go? And you guys have made just a destination for them to be engaged and active. I really think you do an amazing job.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here. It seems like a great community.
Well, Autumn, we're excited to have you here. Obviously, with just, you know, the plans I've heard, it's exciting times ahead.
I think so.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So who else do we have, Michelle?
The next person we have here is our new tween librarian, and this is Ruby Williamson.
Now, Ruby, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Miss you guys in the studio, but we'll catch you up next time.
For sure. I'd love to stop in.
All right. Tell us a little bit, what's a tween?
That is a great question. A tween, by my definition, is a 9 to 13-year-old.
Okay.
So I'll be working with those kiddos, trying to get them engaged, get programming going for them, and I'm real excited.
I always think of tweens as too young to be old, but too old to be young.
Exactly.
They fall into that
part of their life. They're like trying to figure themselves out, and I'm just here to help them on that journey.
Right, right. So give us a little bit about your background.
For sure. So I moved here from Central Texas. I grew up just a few miles north of Austin, and I started here in Prescott Valley just a month ago. And
wow.
I'm just so stoked to be here, honestly.
You know, I am so stoked also because I think that everyone is bringing special gifts here. You know, we have a wonderful community, but the outside influences come on your experiences that you'll bring here are only going to benefit, you know, our residents, our teens, and our community.
Absolutely. I can't wait to bring all the good programs and books for them to get involved in.
Uh-huh. Now, are you looking at maybe a similar advisory committee or, you know, reaching out to our tweens?
I definitely want to do some outreach, get to know them, figure out what they want to see in the library, get book recommendations, because I'm really interested in building up the collection and making sure that we have materials that they want.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How important is that? And especially to engage them in the reading.
For sure.
But I love your library posts on Facebook. What was the one I just saw the other day? It was reading, you know, War and Peace, 50 Shades, or, you know, something else. Just read. Don't be ashamed of reading. You know, and I love that because everybody loves something different. And, you know, we compare stories, you know, even at work on what I read as opposed to what Gloria's reading and Brady's reading. And the fact is we're still all just reading.
Absolutely. And tweens need to be empowered to ask for whatever they want. Like, I'm not going to judge them. I'm not going to make fun of them. If they want to read a book, I'm going to do my absolute best to make sure they have it. That's what I'm here for.
Wow. I think that we have, like, the quality library in the state here with you guys.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting about all of you, gathering you and you know, kind of like giving you my two cents worth. Of course, it comes from a, you know, probably the grandmother side of things, but but it's so good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, and where can they find you then, Ruby, if they want to come by and say hi and give you some thoughts on what they'd like to read?
They can find me up on the second floor in the children's department. I'll be around.
Okay.
Just flag me down.
Ruby Williamson.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Welcome to Prescott Valley.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
And Michelle, don't you have an event coming up?
Yes. So we are running again the popular Arizona Speaks series. And the program coming up in January is Chilies and Chocolate, Sweet and Spicy Foods in the American West, a live virtual program. And so people will need to register for this program. It is live via Zoom webinars.
Uh-huh.
And we're really, really excited about this. And we will be hosting an Arizona Speaks program for the next several months, probably going into May, so once a month.
And done virtually via Zoom.
Correct, yes.
Someday we'll all get back together where we can sit in the crystal room and chairs and engage one-on-one.
We will.
I agree. So is there any charge for these webinars, these events?
Absolutely not. Everything we do here is free.
Mm-hmm. And how do you find out about what's going on at the library? It just seems like between the three of you and everything else, there's so much going on. How does somebody really kind of find out what's happening to stay connected with the library?
Well, you can follow us on Facebook, Prescott Valley Public Library. You can always come into the library. We have posters all around the library. We have a newsletter that if you are a Prescott Valley Public Library patron, you will receive a monthly newsletter. And then also on our website, pvlib.net.
Wonderful. Well, Michelle and Autumn and Ruby, thank you so much for joining us on the show, on our Christmas show. We wish you the best of the holidays. We know you have lots of Christmas books and fun holiday stories over there at the library. So stay connected and visit our Prescott Valley Public Library. See Michelle or Autumn or Ruby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you.
All right, short break, and when we come back, we're going to do a little chamber spotlight on business sandwiched in right before we have Santa and Sky here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.com.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthymc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, "Hello, human kindness."
You are listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business. We just sandwiched it right in the middle, making sure that we talk to some of our business members as we go into the Christmas holiday. And joining me first is Dallas Harmon, who's the with Arizona Network Experts. Hello, Dallas.
Hello, Marnie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing out there today?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
And Merry Christmas, and glad you're joining us.
Why, thank you, and to you as well.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about your business here, Arizona Network Experts.
Well, we are what's called a managed services provider, and we look after small to medium businesses all throughout the area that basically don't have their own IT department. So we are the remote computer support people and network support people who look after your internet connections, your email, your applications that you use to, you know, to run your businesses. And we're just the ones who look after it 24/7, even when you're not there.
I'm telling you, you are probably the most important people in the world. I can't tell you what happens to me when my network goes down or my internet goes down. I absolutely go nuts.
Definitely. Definitely. It is like such a requirement to do business these days. And so it's nice to have someone on your team who cares as much as you do about whether it works or not.
Right. So now, do you meet with your clients and determine what the best services their business needs?
Yes, Marnie, we do. We go and kind of do the business needs assessment and kind of tailor the package that we offer based on what a customer needs. A lot of customers have pretty small networks with just a couple of computers on Wi-Fi and a computer or two, maybe a desktop doing QuickBooks and whatnot, and we can take care of that dynamic environment where most of your core applications are in the cloud, and then we also have clients who have servers on their networks that actually run those applications from those servers. So we basically run the gamut of all types of customers that have both on-premise applications and servers, and then those that do everything pretty much in the cloud.
Right. So do you have a brick and mortar? Do you have a business storefront?
We don't actually. We actually have a remote server facility where we have some servers so that they're far enough away that we can back up our clients' data off-site. But we don't really have a place you can walk up to where we hang a shingle, so to speak. That we have always, for the last 14 years, all of our engineers have worked from home. We do get out and about and mingle with our clients, but
sure,
for the most part, we sit at our desk like I am at home right now.
Right. So if a business is not, they should be backing up their data off-site, right, up to the cloud or to a remote server?
Yes, exactly.
And
exactly.
Depending on
your business, it has to be maybe a certain number of miles away or whatever.
Uh-huh. Wow. So if somebody wanted to have an evaluation, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, they can just call us. We have our main toll-free number. The easiest way is just go to the website at aznetex.com. It's aznetex.com. And we have an 800 number, or you can reach out to us with a contact form on the website, and we'll just schedule a time that's convenient for you to come out and take a look at things and see if we can help.
Well, I think that in today's environment with technology practically running everything, that it is so important that you have a plan in place.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're the folks to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, ma'am, you bet. We have realized when the pandemic started that we were going to be kind of getting skinny and not very busy, we've actually not left our desks since February.
Well, people have suddenly discovered that I'm working remotely from home, and how do we set that up? And that's
right. It has to be a continuation. You have to still be able to function wherever you are. Precisely.
Exactly. I see you guys being in a better spot from my point of view.
Right. Well,
with the way the work
people go, but
situations changed.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give everybody your contact information again, Dallas.
Yes, the website is aznetex.com. That's aznetex.com. And if you're making notes at home, you can call us on our 800 number, which is 877-588-0391. And if it's at night or in the wee hours of the morning, just leave us a message and the on-call engineer will get back with you.
Right. And if you're listening and you say, I didn't get those numbers, you can call me, Marnie, or all of us at the chamber, and we have this information for Dallas Harmon. So Arizona
Great.
Network
thank
Experts,
you,
thank you so much for joining us today, taking time out of your very busy schedule.
Thanks very much.
You have a wonderful day and a wonderful holiday.
And you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dallas. Bye-bye now. Okay, joining me now is Kelsey Gould, owner of KG Photography. Hello, Kelsey.
Hi, Marnie.
Good to have you. What I want to tell everybody is Kelsey, I met her, and she was telling her about her photography business, and she joined the chamber, and then we were discussing some photography needs. And if you know the Chamber of Commerce, we have events on top of events. And one of the things I've always prided myself in is developing a very good, comprehensive library of pictures from all of our events going back to when I was first starting. And Kelsey came along, and we chatted, and she did our photography for the Holiday Festival of Lights. And it was amazing, Kelsey. It was just beautiful photography. And so I want to thank you so much for being there with us that night and giving us such a wonderful remembrance of a very fun, fun evening.
Thank you, Marnie. I agree. It was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. So tell us a little bit about your business. Do you specialize in a particular type of photography or, you know, tell us about you.
So I don't specifically specialize in one thing. Well, I guess you could say people. I enjoy maternity shoots, weddings, senior photos, family photos, just children, everything like that. But I also do landscape. I'm getting more into real estate. I've been doing before and after pictures on remodel jobs.
Oh, nice.
If you have just specific things around your house that you want pictures of, I don't stop at just people.
Mm-hmm.
So
pets, that's a big one now. People and their pets, they love to document their pets.
Yeah, I've done ducks, goats, horses, dogs, cats. So
oh my.
All kinds of pets.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, so tell us, how long have you been doing this?
I got my first professional camera when I was 16, so I've been doing this for about 10 years now. I recently started sharing it more professionally within the last year, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So coming up, 2021, it's going to be graduation senior years. So do you do senior photography so people are kind of planning ahead?
I've actually been doing senior photography for about 7 years now.
Oh, so, wow. Okay.
Yes. I love doing those.
How do you find those locations? I always see these senior photos, and they're just absolutely stunning locations. How do you find them, or just tricks of the trade?
I wouldn't call it tricks of the trade. My little sister and I, we have our own little time called Adventure Time, where we just go and drive random roads. We find different locations. One of our favorite places is actually out Senator Highway. We found that on accident.
Mm-hmm.
The lakes in the area. And I don't keep it to just the locations I know. If I'm discussing locations with somebody and they have areas they like, I'm open to going to those as well.
Right. Aren't we so fortunate to have so much beauty around us to use as the backdrops for our photographs?
We definitely live in a gorgeous area.
Yeah. So settings, you know, family settings, let's say sittings that you'd schedule, they'd come in, and then they would get an assortment of photos to choose from, price like that?
So typically how I do it is I like to shoot for a minimum of an hour if possible, just so we have a variety. We actually have time to interact, so it's more candid pictures. It's no fake smiles and, oh, don't move from this pose. It's actually the real interactions between the family and getting pictures like that. It's actually called lifestyle photography. So you're in settings that they're comfortable with, and I typically will give between 20 and 40 pictures depending on the amount of time we've had together.
Right. I like that interaction, developing that relationship, because, you know, I've done, you know, photos, and at first you feel a little awkward. I mean, you know, and then you engage with your photographer and they put you at ease, and all of a sudden now you're not so self-conscious and everything becomes more natural and the pictures suddenly become more beautiful and more real.
Even with people you know, the camera tends to make everybody feel awkward. So that little bit of interaction time gets to help you loosen up again and really be yourself.
Maybe that's because we've taken some awkward pictures before.
It probably is.
Oh, but I love that lifestyle photography. That's beautiful. Well, now, how will somebody get a hold of you, Kelsey?
So you can reach out to me either through email or to my phone. My email address is azkgphotography@gmail.com, and my phone number is 928-713-0302.
Right, and then you have a Facebook page?
I do have a Facebook, Instagram, and website. The Facebook and Instagram are both under azkgphotography. The Instagram, there is an underscore between KG and photography.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the website is https://kgphotography.zenfolio.com.
And you can also check the Chamber's Facebook page and look at all of our wonderful pictures from the Holiday Festival of Lights to see samples of Kelsey's nighttime photography, which is not the easiest time to take pictures.
It's definitely difficult. If you go to the website, there's actually astrophotography on there as well. So that's how that practice came in.
Multi-talented. Casey Ann Gould, KG Photography. Thank you for joining us. And again, it's a little late for that, maybe some of those holiday Christmas pictures, but, you know, document the new year. 2021 is here, and let's start all over again and start documenting and remembering how special that we're going to start this new year with.
You got it, Marnie.
Kelsey, thank you so much. Kelsey Ann Gould, KG Photography, joining us here in the studio for Chamber Spotlight on Business. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A Worldwide. We'll be right back.
What places would you like to visit this Christmas season? Think about it. Keep in mind, Prescott is Arizona's Christmas city, where the magic of an old-fashioned hometown Christmas lives on, with the Courthouse Square being the crown jewel and center stage for some of the most cherished of Christmas traditions. Prescott Valley's Valley of Lights is also a stunning must-see local attraction. The entire Quad City area offers an abundance of holiday festivities. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV, inviting you to come experience Christmas in our neck of the woods. While you're in the neighborhood, stop by any of our Affinity RV locations. Who knows? You might find that perfect RV, the most impressive stocking stuffer that's on your Christmas list. Merry Christmas from Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, or online at affinityrv.com. Find your Christmas away. Go RV!
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll care carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Prescott Police Foundation and the Fetch Foundation have made a donation aimed at saving the lives of family pets.
The department has received 14 Fido bags, which supplies first responders with the tools needed to administer medical attention to animals. Prescott Police Officer Shan Hilton explains these bags are very important.
Just as first responders may need special tools to aid in rescues and medical treatment for people during fires, vehicle collisions, or other situations, tools are needed for animals.
I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Dewey Humboldt Town Council will hold a special meeting at 6:30 tonight. They'll discuss Prop 207.
This ballot measure to legalize marijuana was passed on November 3rd, with voters deciding to join 11 other states that have also done so. The virtual meeting will allow public comment on a proposed town ordinance related to the statewide proposition legalizing the recreational possession of marijuana. It means as much of an ounce of marijuana for adults 21 and older. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny and cool today, cold tomorrow, dipping after bedtime tonight to a clear 25 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Warming Wednesday only to a breezy 49, warming back up Christmas Eve and Christmas to a partly sunny 55, Saturday 58. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low near 28, warming only to a sunny 56 tomorrow, 61 Thursday and Friday, 64 Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's Santa's plan!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Do I hear bells? Do you know what that means? Santa Claus! Milton, yay! We have him in the studio.
Good morning.
Joining us now. I'm looking, though. Here, Santa, I'm looking right here, and I'm not seeing my name on this list, and I've been a
very good girl. It's over here. You're on the good list.
Oh, look at this. I've got a very... I've got a very big stocking
and
some
things
treats.
Things in there, yum for you.
Seriously, Santa
yes,
Claus.
It is.
It's a little early, though, so I think you must have snuck this out.
Don't open it until later.
Okay, I won't. I'll put it right there. Anyway, welcome to the studio. We got Mason. He's all excited because he had his Christmas list all made up, but he knew you were coming today.
So, Mason, I will see you.
Is he on the list? I'm just saying.
I've been checking his browser and he's been good.
Oh, he's been good, huh? does he need a dictionary or some help with spelling and punctuation?
No.
Well, you're pretty busy. It's what, 2 days before Christmas?
Oh,
no, it's 3 days.
Yeah, you know.
But
the big
night is Christmas Eve on,
Yeah, this list is only one list. We have Twitter, we have Facebook, and we have all kinds of, things and all the wonderful people in Prescott Valley, Marnie and Sky Daddy here, and Heidi Foster has been just a real dear. She's just so good, and so we have lots of fun people, and they're doing so much for the community, and people are coming out of the woodwork to help others. Charity is everywhere.
It is, yes. And I've always said that Prescott Valley is one of the most giving communities I have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about what the kids are asking. Well, what have you asked? Have you got in there? He's got a sack of toys.
My gosh, there's all kinds of toys out there now, and we're trying to get the kids off the couch. And one of them is this new thing called pickleball. My gosh, we have all kinds of accessories and gloves and balls and all this. It's just all the place. Oh, there they go.
Got to watch out for those pickleballs. They just go everywhere.
This is a new favorite, the Oculus Quest 2. And Santa's been playing with this when the elves aren't watching.
Oh, my gosh. What does it do?
It's virtual reality, and I could be in a room, and just suddenly I'm doing exercise, I'm dancing, I'm having fun, I'm doing all kinds of adventures.
So that's one of the hottest gifts right now,
yes.
Okay.
Of course, you know Dad needs a new truck.
Big old bow on it.
Yeah.
Let's go back to pickleball, because one of the things people talk about through the holidays is it's great, let's enjoy, let's party,
yeah,
and enjoy the holidays and family and friends and goodies, but it's time to get some exercise after the first of the year.
You're so right.
Pickleball.
Yes.
That's on my list, Santa.
Pickleball is a big thing right now, and it gets people off the couch and people exercising, and we're trying to get the kids out too.
Well, you know, we just talked to the new teen tween librarians over at the library.
Uh-huh.
So this might be something that we could kind of hook up with them,
would be good.
Too.
You know, Prescott Valley has four new brand new courts that are public. Anybody can go there at any time.
I know. Ask for a pickleball paddle, balls, and your gloves. Yep. So you're ready to play after the first.
And there are instructors all over the place, including there at Santa Fe Loop and Glassford Hill.
I hear that.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse that you don't get out there and
easy
get active.
To learn.
Easy to learn, even for somebody like me.
If Santa can learn, you can learn.
Well, that's what Santa does to stay in shape in the off season, right?
right.
So you made your list, mm-hmm. and you're getting ready to head out. Are the reindeer all ready to go?
The reindeer are all primed up, and they're ready to go. They have Rudolph's nose is all nice and shiny, and we have the sleigh ready. It's all shiny. It's equipped with GPS and all kinds of electronics. Now, because it's not easy doing all this in one night.
I'm amazed that you get all of that done, but you have to get started and you get done and you do it every year. And the boys and girls are always receive such special treats when Santa visits.
I've been visiting kids all over the place, and I see nothing but warm smiles, great hugs. You just can't imagine. And the love that we feel. So we're hoping that next year is going to be so much better than this year. It's something that we need.
Well, I know it's been a tough year in the kids. Are they doing okay?
The kids are doing wonderful. Mom and dad are a little bit ragged, but that's to be expected. It's been challenging, but we have hope.
Yes. So
pray for all.
Well, and Santa, you're the one that brings hope and joy to everyone on Christmas night. And we look forward to, I thank you for my treats, early treats. I definitely won't open that until Christmas and be the very good girl that I am. But, you know, I am asking for a pickleball paddle underneath my tree this year, just in case you want to make a second trip around Granville, I'm just saying. Well, Santa, thank you for joining us in the studio. We know you have to get out and get back to getting all the rest of those toys made. So thank
you. Much to do, so little time.
So little time. Well, you gave us a little
bit. Thank goodness for great weather. We'll see you later, Barney and Sky Daddy.
Mason, thank you. Yeah, he's going to be good. Thank you, Santa Claus.
Bye, Santa.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
What a treat, Mason, to have Santa with us tonight. That is always so, that's always so good because we're just a blip on the radar here in Prescott Valley and Santa made a special visit for us. So thank you, Santa. Okay. Well, you might have heard that as we were talking, Sky Daddy is here in the studio and Sky's a very wonderful dear friend of mine. And I asked him to join us to do a little Christmas music because it's, what's the holidays without music?
Music is life. Music is healing.
And exactly, just like Santa Claus, you know.
Yes.
And it's been kind of a difficult time for musicians and you guys out there that are used to performing live in all the venues that have been kind of shut down, closed down, capacity changed. And I'm really honored that you joined us today.
You know, I'm honored that you invited me on the same day as St. Nick. Thank you so much for that. I always love seeing him.
Well, it's Santa Claus and Sky Daddy. They go like, you know.
Thank you.
Peppermint and chocolate, you know.
Oh, that's a sweet compliment. Thank you. Thank you,
well,
Marnie.
Well, you know, you're going to do a couple of songs for us, so we're really excited about that. But let's tell some folks where you're playing so, you know, they want a little bit more Sky.
Well, tonight and every Tuesday, actually, I play at Jersey Lilies upstairs on Whiskey Row every Tuesday from 7 to 10.
Okay.
The day after Christmas, it'll be kind of fun. I'm going to be over back at the Back Alley Wine Bar from 6 to 9.
Heard that's a great place back
that's
there.
It's a fantastic place. It's a really neat vibe.
Uh-huh. So, again, that's the day after Christmas,
The 26th. December 26th from 6 to 9 at Back Alley Wine Bar, right behind Whiskey Row.
Okay, a couple of places. Well, what are you going to play for us tonight?
Well, I thought I'd play God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Okay.
I have a little flamenco version of that.
All right. Well, let's let you take it away. And beautiful version of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much.
That was lovely. I loved it.
I appreciate it. Thank
you. Wow, just that guitar work, that string work. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Sky, I pretend to play flamenco. There's not too much that I can do But I do my best.
Uh-huh. Well, we got
some tricks.
After all these years and I've watched you play, I know you know a lot of great, great tricks, and you're so talented.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, we got a couple more minutes.
Okay.
And in honor of Santa Claus being here, you got a Santa song for us?
I would love to play a song about Santa Claus.
Okay.
I love Santa Claus.
Well, we're going to let you take it away, and at some point, Mason's going to be fading us out, and we'll come out, come back, and close the show. But meanwhile, listen to Sky Daddy, and what's the song?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Merry Christmas, Marnie. Merry Christmas to all your viewers. Well, you'd better watch out. You better not cry. You better pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. Sing along. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's a-making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
This week, join Sanford Cohen for his celebrity podcast with Eric Burdon, previously the vocalist of rock band The Animals.
Could you imagine that some 50-plus years later that people were still engaged in your music and new generations of people have an appreciation for your love of the blues and your style, your vocal style?
No, I find it really hard to grasp that. I was just doing a session for a group of young girls. Wow, all these years later, are people still seriously saying this about our attempt to be popular? It's tough to even talk about it, but I am surprised, yeah.
Past episodes include interviews with the late, great Ronald Cool Bell of Cool and the Gang, rock legends Dave Mason and Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult, former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, and boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya. Subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode on KQNA.com.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And how special was that to have Santa Claus in the studio and then end with some wonderful Christmas music by Sky Daddy? Thank you both for making our holidays here. Mason and I have just been having a wonderful time in the studio, celebrating the Christmas holiday and enjoying it. Lots of things going on. Obviously, we want everyone to be safe out there. So to remind you that starting on Christmas Eve at 5 p.m. through New Year's Day 2021 at 6 a.m., do the ride thing, and that is get a safe ride home for free. If you're out and about and you're doing a lot of Christmas partying and then on to the New Year's partying and you feel like, don't take a chance. You can do the ride thing by asking your server to give you a hand and they'll call a taxi for you. Grab a cab taxi service is partnered with Bucky's Casino, Yavapai, Findlay Toyota, obviously Hensley, and us here at Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. Ride is limited one person to your home only. You must mention do the ride thing, and it is only valid with Grab a Cab Taxi Company. So again, if you're out there, do the ride thing. Get home safe. Start 2021 with your family and your friends in a very safe way. Good grief. You have already survived 2020. Let's not mess it up and ruin it for 2021. So do the ride thing. And from all of us here at Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, it's my joy to work with Mason every other week, but also on the mayor and our superintendent. Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.